offenses, aparads. What are offenses? Offenses are actions against devotion. Primarily two groups of aparads, seva aparad, nama aparad. It's important to avoid them because they slow down one's progress in bhakti. Is there any scientific or psychological reason why scriptures forbid making offenses? Is there any connection between offenses and the human condition? In other words, if I commit an offense, will it affect my soul or gross body? Answer. Aparads, offenses, are related to the psychology of love. If you love someone, then it's natural not to do anything to irritate or dissatisfy or displease your lover. If we truly love a person, we love everything about that person. The person's possessions, their clothes, their car, their anything they own. We love their friends, we love their relationships, their relations, we love their actions, we love their behavior. This is because love means oneness of heart. Love means oneness of heart. Pure devotees have attained love. Who have attained love cannot commit an offense because their hearts are one with Krishna's heart. Pure devotees cannot make any type of offense because their hearts are one with Krishna's heart. The same potency, Ladini Shakti, exists in the heart of the bhakta and Krishna. However, before we attain pure devotion, we're in the sadhaka stage, we still have our old samskaras, which are not devotional or in harmony with the psychology of love. We don't have love for Krishna, although we want it. So it's naturally follows that we will avoid whatever is against love. The shastras give us guidelines what to do and what not to do. The shastra is the word of Krishna. Krishna is also a person, and Krishna has his own psychology. Krishna has his likes and dislikes, like any other person. Bhakti is nothing but the study of the psychology of love, relationship between bhakti and Bhagavan. Bhagavan, bhakti, prem, sambandha. By studying shastra, we can come to understand the mind of Krishna to a certain extent. Bhakti yoga is nothing but the study of the psychology of love. Bhakti is nothing but the study of the psychology of love. Aparads are actions that Bhagavan and Siddha Bhaktas do not like. Apa means away or against. And Rad means worship, or Radharani. Avarad means that which takes away from worship of Krishna, or which takes away from Radharani. Avarad means displeases, action displeases. Every action one performs has an influence on the mind and intelligence, on the subtle body, and creates a samskar, an impression, which will inspire one to repeat this action. if we perform an operat, an offense which is unpalatable, which Krishna doesn't like, it will leave an impression. It becomes a seed for a repetition of the same act. If the seed of an offensive impression is already present, the repetition of an offensive action will strengthen it. The spiraling effect, you can say. So, be love, give love, distribute love, receive love, give love. Six symptoms of love mentioned in Tadati Pratigrinati Bhunkte Bhuja Tejava in the Upanishamrita extracts the six symptoms of love. Give prasad, receive prasad, give gifts, receive gifts, speak confidentially, listen to another's problems, listen to another person's heart. These are six dealings of love. Sadguna, Priti, Lakshana. The characteristics of Priti are love, described in Rupa Goswami, Upanishamrita, Shloka number 4. There's another entry here. Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Bhakti sanskars that are stored in our chitta can be covered only by offenses or aparads and nothing else. Offenses or aparads will result in material attachment, a lack of interest in devotion, and an offensive attitude. So offenses bring three results. The three results of making nama aparad, three results of making vaishnava aparad, Guru Avrad, three results of making Seva Avrads are one. We'll increase our material attachment, our material desire, our material enjoying spirit will increase. Two, we'll lose our interest in bhakti. We'll lose the desire to chant Hare Krishna Japa. We'll lose our desire to study Shastra. We'll lose our desire to associate with Vaishnavas, to mix me with devotees or attend classes. So we increase our material attachments, increase and material desires, we lose our interest in devotion, and our attitude, our mentality, our abhiman, we develop an offensive mentality. After the effects of these offenses have come to an end, then these stored bhakti samskaras will naturally surface again, and devotee will naturally be drawn to bhakti. This is indicated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 6, verse 43 and 44. When one takes another body, when one is reborn, one connects again with the spiritual knowledge one acquired in a previous birth. And then that person strives hard for perfection. Labhate purvade ekam. This is the most important verse, Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, 44. Purva vyasena teneva riyate yava shobhisa jignasur abhi yogasya shabda brahmat tivar today. One is almost invisibly, helplessly, one is drawn to bhakti yoga by what he practiced before. So purva abhyasena riyate yavasho means automatically from the heart one will be attracted to engage in abhyas, daily practice, like he did purva in his prior birth. So we practice bhakti yoga in the last life, and this life will be automatically attracted to it from a young age. Bhakti samskaras are stored in the subconscious mind, in the chitta, just like any other samskaras. But the characteristics of bhakti samskaras are different from material samskaras. Bhakti samskaras cannot be buried or removed by anything material, except only offenses can cover them or block them. So as soon as the influence of offenses is weakened, then samskaras stored in the subconscious mind again start influencing appearing in one's life. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Radhe.